Welcome to the Trade Finance Distribution Initiative podcast. I'm your host, Doris Kononovich. Now, in the last few weeks, I've had the pleasure of speaking with some of the key stakeholders in trade finance who will be on stage at the upcoming Trade Finance Investor Day. And on today's special edition, I'll be chatting with Moritz Hale, who's a director at Emerald Capital. Now, come November, Moritz will be a part of a panel discussing digital innovations in this space. And I'm kind of keen to explore what attendees can expect and how these developments are transforming the industry. Moritz, it's really lovely to have you here today.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
We did enjoy learning about Emerald Capital services and role in trade finance in your April podcast with us. So this time we're looking to lean into a few more insights into Emerald's digital approach. And with that saying, you know, you're known for tailored trade finance solutions. How is your company leveraging digital tools and softwares to enhance its offerings, and how will this perspective shape your panel discussion at the Trade Finance Investor Day?
Yeah, I mean, we are an alternative lender and obviously still a fairly small company. We try obviously to optimize where we can, and that across basically whether it's customer engagement, it's automation of processes, that is documentation handling and things like that. So we definitely try to utilize technology to become more efficient, to work faster, to offer our customer a better experience. We're not developing anything ourselves, or we're not trying to be the first one to experiment with certain offerings.
Now, you're based in the emerging markets, or part of your focus is on the emerging markets. Is it too early in your experience, you know, having worked in UAE and South Africa, is it too early to talk about digital innovations within this space, like AI and blockchain? Because, you know, when we look at how countries like Nigeria, South Africa, Kenya are utilizing blockchain technology for borrowing and lending, you know, loan agreements. You know, I'm thinking, is it too early for these innovations in these spaces? Is it the right time, or should they just still focus on softwares?
No, I think it's definitely the right time to look at it and to utilize it where it can be used. And it obviously is absolutely useful. And it increases, obviously, in certain areas the confidence, especially of the lenders as well as investors coming in, we certainly still observing and trying to see what is going to work and what's not going to work, kind of like sitting on the fence and waiting and then going to adopt the technology which will be working for everyone.
And in your experience of having, you know, been with and created what is Emerald Capital today, what are some of the valuable lessons you can share that Emerald Capital has experienced within the digital trade finance space, or just the trade finance space, that you think investors should know about, especially those who will be attending the Trade Finance Investor Day in November?
So we have engaged with various companies on, for example, they on-chain as well as off-chain developing and working on EBL and other electronic documentation. I think what we've came across in some instances is that there is a really great solution on the technology side, on the electronic side, but it misses the link to the reality, meaning it is not necessarily connected to the underlying trade in a sense of the link to the collateral, the link to making sure that you know, actually something is being shipped, or the cargo which is set on the BL is in the container, for example, and is going to arrive at its destination. I think there's still kind of like an important link or gap to close between the electronic part as well as then the underlying assets being moved. And I think we have seen and heard about a lot of examples in the past. I think one of the most known issues here was, for example, the Trafigura case last year with the nickel shipments and the fraud they had there. I think it cost them around 400 million. Things like that is obviously still quite present.
And let's talk about networking and collaboration now. You've got your presence mostly in Africa, UAE, Europe. What groups of clients, I think, would you be targeting on the Investor Day? And how does Emerald Capital, in a sense, collaborate with other industry players to drive innovation and change?
So I think given the experience we had last year, where we had a good mix out of talking to potential clients or customers, where we talked to other funders, we talked to technology providers, I think we kind of like want to continue on that path and speak to the various parties which are attending the conference. And I think, we already collaborate with other funders, in particular bigger funds, other ones which are in different markets as than we are, like on origination as well as on participation and things like that. So we definitely would like to expand on that and.
It's really good to have seen you at the event last year, and this year, you'll be partnering with the TFD initiative as partners at this event. Why was it important for Emerald to have a closer relationship with TFDI at this event? And what are you hoping to garner from this community? I mean, recently, we've hit the gong of 100 members across the ecosystem of trade finance. What are you looking now to garner from? What would be your objective being at this event and also, from the TFDI community?
No, I think it obviously goes a bit along the lines from your previous questions. We obviously seeking more exposure, being fairly small, and being part of the initiative and getting our exposure up, meeting and having the opportunity to meet other players in the market, and obviously grow. So that's certainly our motivation.
Is there anything else special that we should look forward to from your panel at the event?
I mean, I think it's going to be an interesting conversation, and I'm looking forward to it.
So am I. I'm really looking forward to meeting you there on the day. I think it'd just be overall a great opportunity for anyone looking to connect with industry leaders like yourself to learn how to navigate the future of trade finance. And for our listeners out there, don't miss out on the opportunity to secure your spot there today. Moritz, thank you so much for joining the podcast today. I'm really looking forward to seeing you in November.
Thank you.
All right, for our listeners, if you want to learn more about Emerald Capital and their services, you can check in with our previous podcast on our Spotify and YouTube channels where he talks about the services they offer. And don't forget to join us at the 2024 Trade Finance Investor Day in London. Thanks for tuning into the TFDI podcast. Until next time, I'm Doris Kininovich. Bye-bye.